Let me all give praise today that this is real. There's a real God. It is His love. And we have been saved. And last week you had a move to all these Advent steps. There's some move and groove to get Christmas here. How many of y'all leaped a little bit? You had a little more joy last week. You leaped. You realized God's doing something great in you. That life isn't just what you see, but it's beyond what you can see. And you leaped a little bit. Well, this week you got an activity as well. Speak out. You know, one of the problems with believers is, man, our lips aren't loose. We ought to tell the world the good things of God. I don't know why we don't do that. I mean, we're believers. I want you to know, for every one of you who've received the Lord Jesus Christ in you, there is a permanent promise in your life that nobody can take away. I wish the church would get as upset about eternal care as we are momentary health care. I mean, there's people in anguish right now. What's going to happen to our health care? I tell you what's going to happen to your health care. You're going to get old and you're going to die. I can guarantee that. I can guarantee that. I mean, I can guarantee that to you today. You're going to have an ending point in your life. I don't care if we have public option, public opinion, this, that. There's going to be a moment you got to face that this isn't forever. And this is why we have Christmas. God came. And He came with a promise, and He secured that promise in a person named Jesus. Hope came in the name of Jesus. Peace came in the name of Jesus. Joy came in the name of Jesus. But most of all, this is the great message. While you and I were yet sinners. Yet what? While you and I were yet sinners. While you and I were yet sinners. Does that mean we broke all 10 commandments? So it could read, while you and I were breaking the law of God, while you and I were disobeying what you said, God, you came. You came and brought the promise of grace and mercy. I pray that if you don't have that in your life today, that in the next moment, God will just kind of tap on you and say, hey, I love you so much. I want you to know that I have a promise for you. You know what love does? Love keeps a promise. How many of y'all find love keeps a promise? How many of y'all like it when a promise is fulfilled? You all have all watched that story we usually do around Christmas time, sometime during late in the night or in the evening. We turn it on, it's usually on TBS, that little Christmas classic in our moment of time, The Christmas Story. How many of y'all ever watched The Christmas Story? How many of y'all like it when that kid gets his tongue glued to that pole? I like that part. I like that part. I like that part. See, for those of you that grew up north, you all probably did that to somebody. You know, down here we didn't get that many opportunities. But you remember the whole essence of the movie is there's something he wants really bad. How many of y'all have ever wanted something really bad? I mean, all he can think about is a Red Ryder BB gun. And every time he brings up the request, he gets this litany. It comes back to him. Yes, but you've seen it. You'll shoot your eye out. And you remember that Christmas? Do you remember that Christmas? He goes and he gets all this stuff and he has aunts. How many of y'all have that aunt that sends you something that looks a lot like that bunny suit he got? You know, and finally, after all the presents, he's trying to celebrate what he's been given. And then finally his dad goes, well, look behind the tree. And what does he discover? A promise fulfilled. A Red Ryder BB gun. And he goes outside and shoots his eye out. Promises. Here's what I want you to know. You and I don't do well at promises. How many of you all break promises? I want you to know that there is a love in this world that will not break its promise. And here's what I want you to know. It'll never come from you, and it'll never come from me, and it'll never come from humans. You and I can't love enough because you and I break promises. No matter how hard we try, we still end up what? Breaking a promise. But here's what I want you to know. Here's the good news of Christmas. You and I worship a God that not only keeps the promise, but is the promise. The very essence of who God is the promise of our salvation. How many of you are glad to know that Jesus is coming to humanity no matter what anybody else does? Whether you've been naughty or nice, Jesus is coming. Whether you've been polite or rude, Jesus is coming. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, Jesus is bipartisan. He loves both the same. Amen? Jesus loves people. Anybody excited today on this Sunday of love that God loves His creation? Anybody excited that God loves His creation? Well, I'm going to tell you, I want you to know, the more I preach about it, the more I learn about it, the more I sing about it, it's unbelievable. God loves you and me is unbelievable. I want you to know inside of you is an unbelievable message. You and I were once dead to sin. Now we've been made alive in Christ, and you and I get to live for eternity. That is Christmas. How many of you all understand? That is Christmas. God comes with His promise. And let me tell you something that's powerful. Nobody. Did I tell you? Nobody. Did I tell you? Nobody. Not anybody. Not any entity. Not any thought can destroy the reality of God. Do you understand? He is God and He's coming no matter what we say. Amen. You know what they were doing when Jesus was born? Taking a census. Does anybody know why governments count people? Thank you. It's not because they love you and won't send you a Christmas card. It's because they want to know where you are. They want to know what you make so they know what they can get. Now, that's just government. Amen? Now, here's the good news. We live under the government for a moment. We live in a kingdom forever and ever and ever. Amen. Y'all got that? Some of you going, but Pastor Steve, I may be broke before the government gets done with me. Let me help you. You will be. Because watch this, I'm telling you the truth. I don't care what kind of government it is, it'll never keep a promise. I have never, ever in my life, ever, any politician, any side of the aisle, I've never seen them keep a promise. You know why? They don't have the power to keep the promise. The promise is kept by God. God said, I will put you in the covenant. And look what happens. A prophet is born before the prophet is born. John. Remember the child that wasn't supposed to be? The one that could never have a child is fixing to bear a child. Well, he is born. Remember his father, Zechariah. Go with me to verse 67. His father, Zechariah. They turn to him after the child is born and they ask him, what does he want to name the child? And he gets a tablet out because remember, he couldn't believe the unbelievable and God sealed his what? Mouth. Well, he's fixing to write out the name of the child, and as he is writing, he speaks, John. And God gives him his words back. Now hold on, I want you to know that you have a promise that has the words that go along with it. This is kind of like batteries are included. You know, at Christmas, sometimes it's tough because batteries what? Aren't included. Causes Christmas morning problems. But in this deal, the words of God are included in the promise of God. Think about this. Zechariah is filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because, catch this, the unbelievable has happened in him. How many of y'all really believe the unbelievable has happened in you? Just tell your neighbor, you unbelievable. Tell them right now, you're unbelievable. Come on, talk it up with me. You unbelievable. You unbelievable, girl. How many of y'all realize inside of you is an unbelievable reality? All of your sin is forgiven. Whoa. Grasp that for a minute. How many of you are glad to know you're going to end up in heaven no matter what? I mean, if you don't have that hope, guess what? You're going to walk around here depressed all the time. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what gets a hold of you. If you don't understand you got eternity, everything else here is temporary. And you'll never have a Merry Christmas. You'll just have Christmases that go by. And listen, I don't want to disappoint any of the kids, but I'm going to give them some truth. Santa Claus will never be enough. You know what the problem with Santa Claus is? His presence never lasts. Now, let me tell you who lasts forever. Jesus. And it's time the church start talking about what Zechariah is going to talk about. Zechariah said, wait a minute, something's gone on here that's unbelievable. I hope that every one of you not just have a Merry Christmas, I hope you have an unbelievable Christmas. I hope that Christmas goes past your idea of it. I hope that Christmas goes past your expectations. I hope in the name of Jesus that you enter into a Jesus-centered Christmas. And you say, my God, I am filled with the Holy Spirit. I am forgiven of my sins. I am destined to heaven. I am going to wake up full of hope because God said I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at peace because no weapon formed against me can what? Prosper. It can't prosper. I'm going to be full of joy because God is working the unbelievable in me. And because of the Lord that is within us, I can love that is around me. Welcome to Christmas. Put that under your tree. Hey, take a little bit of that. Forget the mistletoe. Take a little anointing of the Holy Spirit. Share that with your spouse and see if they don't wake up with a little ho, ho, ho in the morning. Wow, things have gotten good. Amen? Is somebody hearing me today? God wants to give you what you can't get by yourself. God is trying to tell us, I gotta come. Because you can't think it up. I got to give it to you. And born in the midst of this unbelievable moment is a son named John who is going to prophesy about the prophet. Zechariah said his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. I'm going to ask you to prophesy this week. Prophesy means this. Tell what you know. For us, tell about who knows you. Well, who knows you? That's not rhetorical. I want to see if you know. Who knows you? Well, why don't you tell about it? I think we're at a moment in the Church of Jesus Christ. We need to have a Zechariah moment. Our lips need to be loosened. Now, I don't expect you all to preach. I don't want you to preach. I want you to prophesy. A little bit of difference there. And prophesy means this. Tell people what's happening. Some of y'all got a beautiful prophecy in your life. I look at some of you right now, what God's doing with you. How many of y'all have to say this? Unbelievable. Nobody would have guessed it. How many of y'all are living in Bobby. Just because you and I happen to be older than we used to be. How's that? We're not old, we're just older than we used to be. Nobody would have guessed that you'd have been playing to the glory of God and I'd have been preaching to the glory of God 35 years ago, would they? And even when they see that today, guess what they say? Unbelievable. How many of y'all glad to know that God has got an unbelievable thing going on in you? Zechariah said, this is unbelievable. My old wife, I'm not calling her old woman, she was an old wife. She was supposed to be without child. She was supposed to be barren. She was to never ever bear a son. And lo and behold, she bears the son that will prophesy about the Messiah. Hold on, girl. Don't you ever doubt what an almighty God might do inside of you. May the same blessing be on you this Christmas. Don't doubt what God might do in you. Don't tell me. Don't tell me it's up to the government to save this world. It's up to the church to declare the Savior. I'm tired of looking at the Democrats. I'm tired of looking at the Republicans. I'm tired of looking at the Independents. I'm tired of hearing from Fox, CNN, MSNBC, Sesame Street, the Electric Company, and Captain Kangaroo. I want something that works. I want to join with the angels and say, wait a minute, there's a God that will save you. There's a spirit that will fill you. There is a reality that will encourage you. There is a God that says, I will when they won't. You know what? You don't need health care if you don't get sick. You said, God wouldn't do that. He did it before. He did it to Moses and them. They didn't get sick. That was his health care plan. No sickness. Cheaper. Amen. Now, will there be death? There'll be death, but there'll be life in Jesus Christ. How many of y'all realize God will do these things? See, y'all think I'm crazy? I am. I got unbelievable expectations this morning. I want those of you who are yet to be saved to be saved. Some of you say, well, I kind of come to church for Christmas because it's Christmas. Well, good. God brought you here because He wants to save you forever. You just want to come to church for a morning and God wants to save you forever. That's why. Unbelievable. Watch this. God knew where you were last night and He still wants to save you. What do you think about that? Are y'all okay with that? Well, Pastor Steve, everybody at Hillview only goes to good places. Really? Well, how come I see y'all a lot of places I'm at? I don't go to good places. I don't go to bad places. I go to the places God sends me. In every place I go, there's wonderful things happening and there's detestable things happening. All in the same place. But there's a God that's Lord over all of them. That's where you find hope, peace, joy, and love. It's in Christ. So it's not what's going on. It's who's going on in you. Un-what? Believable. Check this out. He said the promise has made its connection. He has risen up the horn of salvation for us in the house of His servant David, as He said through the holy prophets of long ago. How many of y'all glad to know what the prophets said, Jesus answered? Yeah. Jesus answered. He was the answer to the prophets. He is the horn of salvation. Come on, Merry Christmas. Check this out. Let me get here and check it out. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. To show mercy to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant. Which the oath He swore to our father Abraham. To rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve Him without what? How many of y'all are full of hope? Can I tell you something? I want you to fear not. And let me show you how to stay out of fear. When you're full of hope, it's hard to fear. How many of y'all realize God's going to make it? You know, it's amazing what God does in His church. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Larry, you remember when you thought you had bad news one weekend? It was a few years ago, and you sat in a worship service, and God gave you an unbelievable reality for that weekend in your life. And Larry came up to me, and he goes, well, I really feel like, you know, I don't have these moments where God speaks to me all the time, but God's touched me in this service. I said, Larry, God is unbelievable. Time will tell, and time has told. That's what I want you to know. You be full of hope, it's hard to be full of fear. You get full of peace, it's hard to be rattled. Have you noticed that? You get full of joy, it's hard to be depressed. You know why so many of us are depressed? Because we won't receive the joy of the Lord. We just won't do it. We go, well, I'm going to make my own merry. How many of y'all have made enough of your merry? That's kind of an old English term. Go make merry. Let me break it down for us. Party! That's what that means, to go make merry. How many of y'all have gone and made merry? Not had Mary, made Mary. That's what I'm saying, all right? Yeah, you try to go make your own Mary. Try to go make your own joy. Try to go create your own hope. Try to find your own peace. How many of you found that it always falls short? Amen. My hope is not enough. My peace is for a moment. My joy is usually created according to the situation, and my love is always conditional. But God says, I am the hope of the world because I'm the beginning and the end. I am at peace because I am in charge. I am full of joy because that's the way I am. And I love you not for what you've done, but because of who I am, says God. That's the joy of the Lord. Amen. So we don't have to be fearful anymore. We don't have to be doubtful anymore. We don't have to be left out anymore. In fact, you and I have been remade by the grace of God to be full of hope, saturated with peace, runneth over with joy, and a message of love ought to come out of us at all times. Merry Christmas. Jesus is born. He is the reality. Check this out. You ready? Jesus is the reality of reality. My reality is only for a moment. For cool understanding. What I see is only for a moment. And I don't see it as good as I used to. How many of y'all having that problem? I don't see it like I used to see it. But God's reality is this. He loves us no matter who we are or where we've been or what we've done. And He's going to stay with you till you get to heaven. All right, you ready? Got it?
Got it?
Got it?
Got it.
Or better yet, get it?
Get it?
Got it? You got it? Because guess what? God wants to get you. All right, we're going to open up Christmas present. You ready? Y'all ready to open it up? How many of y'all found Christmas presents don't work if you don't open them? They don't. How many of y'all realize you can't wear a Christmas present if it's in the box? You can't. Thank you. Blake has verified that that's truth. When you get that from a young adult son, you ought to realize that's two or more agreement in a serious way. You ready? Look at here. How many of y'all need to open it up? You know God loves you and you've been looking at Him in the box. You know God wants to dwell in you, but you won't take the ribbon off. You know God's going to do something extraordinary with you, but you just won't open it up. Because you know why you won't open it up? You know He's going to change you. Well, today I want to give you good news. Be changed. Be full of hope. Be saturated with peace. Runneth over with joy. And let the love of God touch you in a great and significant way. You ready? I want you to stand right now. This altar is open right now. This altar is of God right now. This altar is a moment right now. This reality is when? When? When does Christmas come? Oh, y'all are weak. When? Now. There you go. Now listen, I want you to pray with me. Guess what's going to happen right here? Something unbelievable. We had some people last week, they got saved. They're going to get baptized New Year's Eve. All right, now ready? God's going to do something today. Listen, all of our pastors have been praying. We know God's going to save some people right now. Okay? Everybody put the brakes on. This is not the time to leave this auditorium. Okay, Merry Christmas. If it was all over today, are you going to heaven? Because let me tell you, it may be all over today. You don't know. I don't know. The truth is, we don't what? But let me give you something you know. Do you know that Jesus Christ has died on the cross? Do you know that you've sinned? How many of y'all know you've sinned? How many of y'all have lied? All right, good. You disqualified yourself from heaven. And those of you who didn't raise your hand, you just lied, so you disqualified yourself from heaven. You ain't going to win with this deal. All right? You can check the list once or twice to see who's been naughty or nice. I'll give you the answer. We've all been naughty. Even you good people have dirty thoughts. You're the kind of people that use cuss words that really aren't cuss words to say cuss words. Yeah. Like, dang it. I know what that means. And God knows what that means. And you don't get a discount sin price because you didn't bring it in the full meal deal. It's called what? Sin. And sin stinks. And sin robs us of hope. And sin takes away peace. And sin destroys our joy. And sin destroys love among us. But then there's God. And here's what God says. Come tell me you're a sinner. How many of y'all big enough boy and girl to just tell God, Jesus, I've sinned, I've fallen short, but today I've heard something I need to hear. It's unbelievable. You love me in spite of. And Jesus said, that's right. How many of y'all heard that in the Holy Spirit? That's right. I love you in spite of. I died on the cross. I've risen from the grave, says Jesus. Come into my what? Life. You say, Pastor Steve, I can't understand it. I can't either. It's what? Unbelievable. But yet, it's very believable. Let me tell you about Christmas. It's unbelievably believable. How does a virgin get pregnant? God calls it. How does an old woman have a baby? God makes it happen. How do you ride on a donkey for a long time, 9 months pregnant, and not have a baby in the middle of the ride? God says when it will happen. Amen? How can your name be Joseph and you buy that your fiance is pregnant by the Almighty God? I'm finding Billy Bob around town somewhere. But Joseph believed who? God. And lived full of hope, joy, peace, and love. It's your turn today. Will you believe God? I want to invite, we've already had people at 9:30, 8 o'clock come and receive Jesus. Now it's your turn. If you've never asked Jesus in your life, pray with me right now. Lord Jesus. Listen, come on. For those of you that are believers right now, your soul ought to be saying, God, deliver the baby Jesus to whoever it is in this room. Come on, pray with me, church. Those of y'all that believe. I just have always wondered what would happen at an altar if we actually practiced something. Lord Jesus, whoever needs to receive you, you ready? Just tell him, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, I repent. I'm sorry. I confess to you that I have sinned against you. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and forgive me of my sin. I believe you died. I believe you've risen. I believe you're real. See what God does with it. Just tell him your heart. He'll hear it. And now I'm asking, man, come on, church. Let's come. It's unbelievable. I believe God is going to reach everybody in this county. Pastor Mark, I don't know exactly how he's going to do it, and I don't know how we're going to pay for it all. But I know he is. Yeah, you're exactly right. There's a truth. There's a word at the altar. It's already paid for. That's what we don't realize in the church. We're trying to do something for God, and we ought to just do what he's already empowered us to do. Last time I checked in the Bible, God didn't need a president, a vice president, or a leader of any organization. He said, follow me. And that's the one thing we refuse to do. Follow him. Just what he asked us to do. We'd see the world recreate if we just did what he asked us to do. But right now, come and be baptized. Come and ask God to save you. Come and ask God to heal you. Come and pray for your neighbors, your friends, your family. Come on, have Christmas right here at the altar. The altar's open. Jesus has been born. He's real. He'll change you forever. So church, right now, in the name of Jesus, this altar's open. Won't you come? Won't you be saved? Won't you be made new? Won't you be healed? Come on, let's pray. Come on. There's people coming right now. God's going to do a great work. Don't stand away from what God wants to do today. Let him have you. He's been rich in here. Come on. As you come, God's going to touch you. Come on, don't stand there. Come and pray. Come and celebrate. Come and let God have his way in your life. In your life.